Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Israel Doctrines Blog Talk Radio Hangout. It's named The Huddle. It goes by the name The Huddle. It's been a while since I've been over here, but I thought, you know, hey, I let the people know that my voice still can be heard. Though I've been kicked off YouTube due to copyright strikes that don't belong to the person who claimed them, I'm going to have to take this up with the courts and YouTube and stuff probably one day. But, hey, the title of this one is Temptation of the Flesh. You know, I'm going through the struggles and stuff of the flesh, so I thought I'd take the time out to deal with the temptations of the flesh, because no temptation is uncommon to mankind. If you're male or female, you have sexual temptations, you have greed for money and power and lust and all these different things. And that's what, in all actuality, I'm facing. People that are facing fleshly temptation that at the end of the day, need to get out their flesh. You know, why am I facing this? Because I'm trying to point out a conspiracy to murder, or a possible murder by her son, Campbell, a 36-year-old who took a picture from Afrika Bambaataa, man, he said molested him when he was a young boy. He took a picture from him because he date raped a young man. The young man woke up and put a knife to him, stabbing him up, him and his Cody, Ahmed Henderson. Though it hasn't been any charges or nothing that brought against them to many of so-called big name participants in documentaries and shows and, you know, asking for money to help, you know, in documentaries, this, that. All these people out here acting like they worried about the Afrika Bambaataa case, but they're not trying to solve the mystery of what didn't happen to that boy. So the lust for money, power, so on and so forth, it's there, people. The lust of the flesh, the temptation of the flesh. So let's deal with this one, because, you know, I have to remind myself, but I have to stay busy. I can't let momentum, you know, be lost. So this one thing about it, I've been warning the people trying to get those who in their lust to convert from being sinners, convert from choosing death and start choosing life, even the life of that young boy, because a lot of people know, quote unquote, his name, his address, and everything else, but they holding this information. I've been asking for this boy for 3 years. They holding this information so Bambaataa and the Zulu Comedic Moors won't get taken down. But we're going to go to James 5. James 5, verse 20, right? And it says in James 5, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul, that's your complete body, people, from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. Now, we don't need sin running rampant in our community, but it is. And those who working to hide it, it's working to hide it, right? They're doing their best to hide it. In numerous of ways, they're doing their best to hide it. They're doing the best to hide it so they can prosper for them. They're doing their best to hide it so they can uncover it and, you know, bring justice to those who are victims of sin or immorality or these temptations that people fall in under, right? So let's move on. We're going to go to John now, St. John 17. Let me tell you about this because this is what I'm facing. So I like to read the scriptures and talk about what I'm going through. And there's no temptation that's not uncommon to a man or woman. You might be going through it too, so let me see if I can help you out with these scriptures. So John 17, we're going to start at 11. And now, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Now, as y'all know, I've been dealing with the Trinity and stuff and the oneness of God. You know, most people say the three are one, but God is in all, created things. Everybody has a connection to the source of what we know as life. If you live in, if the plants live in, the animal, everybody has a connection to God, right? He's a source of all living and stuff, right? But let's read on. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He had to betray Jesus so he could get crucified. Son of perdition, that's Judas, right? And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them, right? I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. I'm facing evil. I'm praying that Jesus' prayer, his word to his Father, keeps me from the evil, right? They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And so that's what I have to do. I have to keep myself. That's what you have to do. We have to keep ourselves from these evils, people. We have to keep ourselves from these evils. Now, that's a phone number out there if you want to call in. You're free to call in. Be free to call in. I'm going to open up the phone lines probably after 30 minutes. I ain't paid no money over here, so I got a 30-minute show and probably 15 minutes in overtime. With I can't remember, but we're gonna struggle through this first one, right? So let's proceed on. Where we want to go now is let's go to Matthew. Right? Matthew 10. We're going to pick it up at 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I am not. I come not to send peace, but a sword. So, hey, people, the good fight is what you better be fighting because the war is on. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man foe shall be they of his own household. Now, I done lived this life for a long time now, since 96. I don't have too many foes in my household. If they do, they avoid strife like I avoid strife. Right? So it said, he that love father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, meaning that you will make them the head of your life and not put Christ at the head of your life. Once you've grown enough and you're out of their sovereignty or autonomy, out of their house or whatever, then it's God, mama and daddy, so on and so forth. You got to prioritize, right? So it said, he that love father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that love his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Because that's like this holiday thing. If you choose to join into the holiday because it's family tradition, then that means you love your family more than the Lord, because he don't want us participating in the paganism, right? So he said, and he that taketh not his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. That's what we all supposed to be doing, losing ourselves, reaching for that other life, not being a part of this world, so on and so forth, right? So it said, he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And he prayed that we all would be kept from evil, right? Well, let's move on, people. It's a little theme here, right? So let's go back to James. We want to go to 1 this time. James 1. It's a little thing going on. We'll get to the bottom of it. But it's temptation of the flesh. So James 1, starting at 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot tempt with evil, neither tempt he any man. Right? Neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Your own lust is what causes you to get away from being a holy vessel of honor, right? What said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Right? Simple as that. So, now let's go to 1 Corinthians 10. We're going to deal with the fact that temptation comes to all men. And there's always a way to escape and ability to bear it if you can or if you choose to. Right? 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, male and female, as man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. If it get too hard, exit stage right, exit stage left. Do what you got to do. There's a way out of it. But it said, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. Judge you what I say. Once again, people blowing the horn trying to get people to repent from sin and the trafficking, attempted murder, or murder of a young man that ended up stabbing Bambada April 1st, 2013. It's a tragedy in this community. You can't be talking about people snatching people, throwing them in a van and worried about that if you're not worried about this young boy. You can't worry about children being molested and stuff, and you ain't worried about this young man. You're supposed to feel for them all. No discrimination. Right? But I know you're tempted by high-profile individuals, the death threats and all those things. I done got them, too. I done had to call the FBI. I done had to deal with court cases going up. I done had to deal with this. But it's on everyone to bear the burden of what's going on out here. But if you can't bury it, don't worry about it. I'll bury it for you. I'll put it on my back and carry it away. So Ephesians 4 now, we're going to pick it up at 21. Ephesians 4, 21. And it reads, if so be that ye have heard him, that's Christ, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the formal conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. That's a hard thing to do, people. That's why I keep saying I got carnal defenses and they keep pulling this carnal man up. And that's why I'm dealing with these scriptures, because most of the things they doing would have had me start mad, crazy and stuff. But mentally, they're already whooped. And what they're doing is out of desperation, and they trying to cover up a RICO case with a RICO case in the public. We probably going to get that RICO. They doing too much. But anyway, I started at 21. We're at 22. Well, we read 22, right? And be renewed in the spirit of thy mind. Spiritual power, people, the mind, and that ye put off that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and truth and holiness. This is a problem, people. Most people can't do this. Wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. This is the problem that most got. Now we go to what that James 3, and it said, lie not against the truth and stuff. This is the problem we have, people. Too many people out here lying and deceitful and stuff because they want the fame, the name and stuff. I've been thrown off YouTube. It's going to take me a while to get back on there and get back to the battle. You know what I'm saying? My Israel Doctrine Reloaded page has six flags of uncopyrighted material from this person, but they claimed it. And what they did is they found the one channel or the one page, my Israel Doctrine MCO page, and just killed all the channels that was connected to it. But that's not even a channel that should have came down. It had no flags. So YouTube is, they playing. But YouTube and all them people is from New York and stuff. They roll with the Bambada stuff too. Half of their names might come up in indictments and stuff. We don't know. But I'm fighting the big giants of industry. YouTube and everybody else trying to get the FBI and stuff to go put this RICO up and snatch all these Negroes up, male and female, for the horrors that have taken place in this community, the black community, quote unquote, right? So, will we stop it? 25, wherefore put away lies, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. See, these are the things I need right now, because I want to play in the devil playground with these devils. But I can't do it. So I have to remind myself, people, that's why we here doing this. Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19. We're going to pick it up at 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Once again, I'm steady trying to convert sinners to, you know, righteous people that's going to tell the truth and let the matter be what it be. And them people that did the wickedness, let them pay for what they done. might not work out that way, people. It may not work out that way. But hey, I'm trying to make it do what it do, baby. You know what I'm saying? So it says, I'm trying to make it do what it do. I can only try, people. It says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy neighbor, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Can't be hating them, right? Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let the cattle grind with any diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow the field with mingled seed, neither shall a garment mingle of linen and wool come up on thee. I could have kept that one, but hey. He that specific about the wool and stuff. So you know anything else, he's that specific too. But see, we're supposed to fulfill the law and love our neighbor, people. We ain't supposed to give way to wrath. But I'm going to go here now and just remind myself of this Romans 6. Because I've been baptized in Christ. I've been initiated in the system. So let me remind myself. It said, verse 12, Romans 6 and 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are led alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin should not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants are ye to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. So, I'm fighting a good fight. I got to fight that spiritual fight damn near every day. Because I'm provoked, that is, people. I'm provoked to get out here and, you know, joining this wickedness that, you know, these cats are trying to get me angrily to join in. I ain't going to do it, though. They want to make it a political court battle and all of that. Let's make it a political court battle and stuff. The only reason they doing it, they saying that you all don't care enough about the matter that they can run wild and do what they want to. And if I can't muster up enough troops to help fight in this good battle, co-workers in this work that need to be done, they're going to get away with it. So, there is a Facebook group if you want to join in and help in this good fight. If you want to be informed, then join the Facebook group. It's Please Find the Young Man Who Stabbed Bambada. That's the name of it. Join that group, and you will be informed when we get another chance to get on YouTube, when we do these huddles with Israel doctrine and things of that nature. It's a Patreon. It's basically free now. You can go join that page where we kind of cut off the information to those that basically on Patreon and, you know, trying to find a way to formulate a good system of dealing with this without letting everybody in the public know. So if you want to tune in or be in the know, you need to join the Facebook group and other places that you will be informed about in the near future. 2020 We operating on a whole new program. Yep. Whole new program. So, start tuning in, follow. You can also get a blog talk channel just to socially network with everybody else, right? So, with that said, the phone number to call in is 515-605-9790. You got 3 minutes and whatever over time. If you would like to call in, then please do. All right. If you would like to call in, the phone number is 515-605-9790. Don't be scared. Don't be scared now. No need to. Now, like I said, the copyright claims are from a false claimer out of Chicago, Illinois. And at the end of the day, they are a part of Team Star, those who's out here fighting to clear up Bambaataa's name. So just in case you're asking the question, you want to know, you're trying to find out and everything, I won't lead you to a guessing game. The person in Chicago, false claiming copyrights, and got my pages taken out. So that's pretty much it. Peace, how you doing, Carl? I see you there. If you want to speak, hit one, and it'll let me know. It'll open up the mic. But, yeah, I've been kicked off of YouTube for a little bit. All them years of work and stuff has gone down the drain, but it ain't no thing. I'm still going to let my genitals hang at the end of the day. I'll be back. Peace, how you doing, 631?
Peace. What's good, bro?
Oh, man, it's all good.
Yeah, man, I'm just calling in and just to encourage you. You're not, in my opinion, humbly, you're not losing. You know, anytime there's a dialogue going back and forth between parties, it's normally the ones doing the flagging that's not, you know, they're losing. You know, I've never known you from being a part of your platforms online to flag people's material, whether it was good or bad, about you and what you do. So, you know, just encouraging words. 2020, baby, it's all political.
Yeah. It's all political. Y'all already know my disposition, hopefully.
Yeah, man, but I'm glad to see you back at the huddle. You know, the huddle is where you started, in my opinion, humbly. You know, and, yeah. New rules, new things, but, you know, it's still what happened to that boy. At the end of the day, you can't police every part of the internet. So, you know, there's other places online where you can utilize to get the message out. And I'm sure that, you know, when you wrap your mind around it, it's going to go down. I don't think you didn't plan this as a contingency. So just encouraging you. You're not losing. From my viewpoint.
Yeah, I feel that way. At the end of the day, like you say, I'm just going to utilize this platform. I might have to put some money in this platform. But, you know, if the people feel a certain way, PayPal me. PayPal me at Israel Doctrine. That's how you help a brother out. And we keep moving like ain't nothing happened, just on another platform. You know?
No doubt. And, you know, even doing a website, you know, dedicated to your upcoming documentary, someplace where you hold the hosting, and then you know, use all of the rest of the social media to direct people, and it's still gonna work out, bro. That's all I'm saying, man. You know.
Oh yeah,
but
like I was
saying,
the whole thing is not to fall into the temptation to get back and forth to this, you know, this little bickering and stuff. Cause I'm winning. They need to take me out the game. I don't need to take them out the game. The game gonna take them out. Because they keep playing this RICO, and, hey, shame on them when it all falls down. When it all falls down. Oh, my Lord, here.
Yeah, well, beyond the reason of a doubt, you know, criminal acts took place throughout the course of that YouTube stuff, and, you know, the proper authorities were notified. In my opinion, certain authorities failed to act upon certain things, and the ball bounces forward. So, you know, I agree totally that a cover-up of a racketeering, influence, corrupt organization took place online, and a lot of people saw it. So, you can't hide that.
Well, like I told you to, you know, I'm going to try to deal with them as best as I can, but that's a big company. I'm going to have to get a lawyer, or I'm going to have to file it in the right place, but they tried to discriminate. They tried to be biased against my channel. They never caused the individual to prove that that was their copyright. They just let them make the copyright. You know what I'm saying? It's my copyright. Then tried to tell me to prove how I created the video and where I got all the material. It ain't on me. I ain't claiming the copyright. You know what I'm saying? I put the material out there. If they saying they got the copyright, then show the Library of Congress copyright. So we're going to deal with it. We're going to deal with it, man. It's just, you know, I don't like being a lawyer, man. You know, but I don't even be want to go to the courts because it can be a year or two or whatever. But, you know, if that's the way they want to do it, because I asked them to bring their killers or their lawyers, and they brought the lawyer. They brought the legal matter in. So we're going to deal with it legally.
No doubt, bro. Well, I ain't going to clog it up. It may be some other people tuned in. I just wanted to say peace. And, yeah, man, it's not a loss. It's a win. Because you didn't have to do the flagging and all of that stuff. People make videos about you on YouTube all the time. And some of it, or more than not, it'd be false stuff. But, you know. Emotions.
Yeah. Well, we winning.
That's it.
We in overtime. I'm going to say peace. We don't hang up.
Peace.
I'll be back tomorrow, I guess, or the next day, whenever I make it back. But this is the new home for a minute.
All right.
Peace.